You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy four select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back. They're a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I am the host and stand-up comedian. And I'm here with my producer, Stephen English.
Yes,
our producer. He's all of our producers. He's not just mine.
Yeah,
he is all of ours. It's communism. We all get a little piece of Stephen.
So everyone, yeah. There's enough Stephen to go around.
All right, I got weird. If you hear some giggles in the background already, it's because we have some special guests on today's episode, and my wife is one of them.
Woo!
And that's Stephen's wife. They're gonna get names in a second. We told them to hold tight for a second, but Melissa gets the giggles real easily. She's real nervous. This is not a live performance. Any of it can be edited. Melissa is terrified.
We're not going to.
And Dorothy's doing cheerleading chants in the corner.
Let me hear you say go.
Oh my god! This was a mistake. We've made a terrible mistake.
We have a very special Christmas Day release for you guys today.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, by the way.
Merry Christmas. And we opened it up to you guys to do some Q&A. Send us any questions that you have. It can be about comedy. It can be about relationships. It can be about kids. It can be about holidays. It can be about whatever you want. And we would answer whichever ones of those we want to answer publicly. And then that's what we're going to do. Before we get there, a couple little business items that we want to take care of. Steven and I have to take care of. One, we pulled out to you guys. We wanted a name. We wanted a name for our audience, for our listeners.
Yeah.
And you guys submitted them. Some were good. Some were really bad. There were some really bad options.
Yeah.
And but the final candidate said that someone said the flannel panel. That was good because I wear a lot of flannel. Did you see the flannel panel? That was good. By the way, Melissa came with me to you already know what I'm going to say. Came with me to a show.
I couldn't talk yet.
The two of you ever done this where you walk out the door not knowing you're matching?
No.
All right. Well, give it some time. Give it some time where you both settle on the one outfit that you like, which is dark jeans and an open flannel, and with a thrift store T-shirt. And we didn't realize it until we walked into the comedy club. I was like, all right, are we matching flannels today?
We didn't live it down. It was awful.
No, we Melissa served me papers, and it was on a flannel piece of paper, and it was like, you choose me. That was a great suggestion, the flannel panel. We really like that. But I think what we landed on, what we really liked, was the backseaters.
Backseaters, yeah. Congratulations.
That's it. Ladies, what do you think?
I love it.
I think so, right?
The backseaters, yeah.
The backseaters. Yeah, we have the driving connotation with the logo. We're all in the minivan together.
Yes.
You're in the
backseat. The minivan of life.
Yeah.
What am I as the producer? Would I be the steering wheel?
The steering wheel. And on days where you forget the memory card, you're in the trunk.
on the spare tire.
Yeah.
It's just,
you're not even, you're the tool for the spare tire.
That is one of the, we did go back and forth on whether or not the backseaters has like some negative inappropriate connotation.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it does.
Yeah.
But every phrase does now. This is the curse of Urban Dictionary and social media, that like whatever thing you say,
a 14-year-old will make up something about it.
Absolutely. So the backseaters it is, whoever came up with that, it was like eight of you.
Yeah.
It's on you to message us and prove to me somehow that that was your idea, and we'll send you something.
$6,000.
We will send you
a piece.
We will send you one sticker.
6,000
probably
stickers.
One of the, probably one of the logo stickers, but if we're out, just any sticker.
Yeah, well, you know, the going rate for those stickers, probably $6,000.
I don't think that's true. I think that if you come to one of my live shows and you subscribe to the podcast, you get it for free. Hey, speaking of live shows.
Oh.
Hey.
Nice segue.
Just unbelievable. Just a couple dates to promote here coming up. For our San Diego listeners, on December 28th, so that's 3 days from today, if you're listening to this on Christmas Day, I'll be at the Comedy Palace in North-ish. Where would you call it? Claremont.
It's Claremont, right off the 163 in Claremont Mesa.
Is that North-ish or is that Central? What would you call that?
I think that would be more East Claremont. Yeah,
East San Diego. 7:30 and 9:30. Really fun show, and I'll be headlining that. Come check it out. Really good hummus. Strong and hummus and comedy. So make sure you guys check that out. Also, if you are in the Appleton, Green Bay, Wisconsin area, I'll be headlining Skyline Comedy Club January 3rd through 5th. Check that out. And then in the next couple of weeks, hopefully we'll have some more tour dates to announce. So before we move on from anything else, can I tell you, Dorothy, I don't know if I've had the chance to tell you this.
No.
Can I tell you how much I love the San Diego Croc Center?
I
love the San Diego Croc Center so much. I worked there for 5 years.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it is wonderful. Melissa still works there.
I always thought that you worked at the Croc Factory. Like the fact that it makes
the shoes?
No.
Yeah. No. This is the Croc Center. It's got like a really nice pool.
Here we go.
It's got like an ice skating rink.
Listen to this.
I've been to a theater. No. I swear. I've been to a theater show there. It's really nice.
It's gorgeous.
Yes.
Beautiful theater.
It's right down the road from our house. We love it so much. We are so grateful that it is a part of our community. Melissa teaches a couple body pump classes there. I went to two of them this week. I have not walked.
It shows.
All that time.
Just it shows.
200 squats. In the first 10 minutes.
Too many.
That's too many squats.
Officially too many.
And, you know, this is a great time of year to sign up. You know, start of the year.
Yeah, everybody's making those resolutions.
They're doing the resolutions. Yep. It's the time to join the Croc Center and get your me time back, especially if you're a parent. One of the great things about the Croc Center, and this is genuinely one of the reasons that we joined as a family even before I worked there. Not only did I work there, I was a member. Thank you. And because they have the play care option. And the play care option is now back up to 2 hours. So you can drop your kiddos off there and go work out or not work out. You can also not work out. They have a coffee shop there. You can be ice skating.
You gotta get away from the kids.
Yeah.
Go wind sprint, field. Yeah, just whatever.
Do whatever you want.
Just go
you
back.
Could.
I love to hit this.
You could nap at a close distance.
Just watching a movie on Netflix in the car.
So if you guys sign up by January 5th, you get a special discounted rate on membership. You can find comfort right knowing the entire family is cared for. When you sign up for Croc Center membership, and the friendly and well-trained play care attendants will watch your children for up to 2 hours, like while you work out, or as we said, maybe not work out.
Take a nap.
I would recommend the Les Mills body pump class Mondays, 9 a.m., Monday and Friday, 9 a.m., with a really cute instructor.
She's all right.
Have a little confidence on here, all right? So today's episode is something unique. It was, like I said, we threw out some Q&A, and we wanted to know, you know, well, we wanted to answer any questions that folks may have about us, our unique relationships, our unique, you know, living circumstances, careers. You know, we all kind of are doing a little bit different things.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a stand-up comedian, and as up until 8-9 months ago, I was also at the rec center. My lovely wife, Melissa, is a Group X instructor, as well as runs the books for our, and it does a bunch of stuff with our business and CFO. Cares for three children. What's
That's
that?
That's right. Get that right. Get CFO. Give her the title. CFO.
Give me the title.
2018. Does a lot. Dorothy. So busy. Yeah. Dorothy on air, if you want to follow her on. Is that your Instagram handle too,
Instagram,
Dorothy?
Yeah, my Instagram, yeah.
5 days a week on Kixi.
5 days a week, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Currently, we play all Christmas
all
music.
Christmas.
The day after Christmas, though, we will play you 2019 songs commercial free and get you qualified for a free trip to Hawaii.
Wow.
So,
sweet. Are you guys on iHeartRadio?
Oh, dead no? to me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I didn't know.
You got the stare.
Dead.
I'm sorry.
To
I didn't know.
Me.
I didn't know. I just, of our non-San Diego listeners, I thought maybe they
Radio.
Could
Radio.com is
oh,
the free app that you want to download to your phone. It's absolutely free.
Yo. They're not paying for that ad. All right. We've already given Kixi way too much love.
No, but seriously, it's radio.com though.
And Steven sells escrow.
Yeah, at the back of a van.
For his mom.
Yeah.
So, like,
you want
to
escrow?
Yeah, Steven. Working a day job. Hustling on the podcast, doing stand up. So, you know, we've got some unique perspectives. Melissa's first time on the podcast, but has been talked about a lot on it. I think you know a little bit of each way. The first question that we got, and I wanted to start here, is, and this is a question really for the whole group, is, and I know there's a lot to choose from. What is your guys's like favorite spill-proof snack cup?
I got one in my head.
Does anybody have one?
Well,
that
obviously,
jumps?
It's Munchie Mug.
Munchie Mug,
only one
right?
Comes to mind.
Am I
only
alone?
One comes to mind.
Yeah,
there is only one.
Tell
there
me about Munchie Mug. What do you know about Munchie Mug?
Well, it's
what I love about Munchie Mug is that it's a family-owned business created here in the United States by this inventor. Imagine, you know, Belle's dad from Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is what the inventor looks like.
If him
this
and
is...
Doc Brown had a baby, that's gonna be Kathleen's dad.
Yeah, but I mean, he just created the snack cup because he wanted something for his grandkids, like a cup that for real would not spill any little crumbs, any little bits. The kid could toss them across the room, and the snacks stay inside.
Beautiful,
and it's amazing. It works.
We used it today.
Yep, Claire has toting around some pretzels, and I didn't
singing
have to
her
sweep
Munchie
any
Mug
up.
Song.
No, it was great.
She has a Munchie Mug song.
Like she just goes Munchie Mug. And that's what she does. Yeah. She's like really excited. It is nice. It doesn't hurt their hands. It's BPA safe. It's you know, free. It's good for the hand. BPA free. You can the top rack dishwasher safe. It's and also free delivery.
Yeah,
lots of different options and color and style. Yep. You know, whatever your kid wants. They should up their game and do that thing where like you can like customize your own Nikes and start customizing your own Munchie Mugs.
Yeah.
Munchie Mug at next level.
Etch your face on the side.
Plus, if you go to munchiemug.com and use the promo code Don't make me, you get 25% off your order. That is
That's
honestly, you can't afford not to do that.
Yeah.
Go to the website and just check it out. Honestly, you'll see right away. How much better of a cup?
Steven brought his to the golf course today.
I did.
You should have.
I don't know what was in it.
I lost a bunch of balls, but you know I didn't lose?
Yeah.
None of my snacks.
He was pulling cigars out of it. I don't know if that's what this is meant for. So the questions that we got today, they're all different level of, you know, some of them are real softballs. You know, like, you know, nice little easy ones, and maybe we'll even some of them are a little more serious. But, you know, we really appreciate you guys' engagement. We really appreciate, you know, you guys listening and actually sending us questions. If you guys don't already follow us on the socials, please do. We're at Don't Make Me. I forgot the name of our what is our Twitter handle? Don't Make Me Come Back There?
Don't Make Me Pod.
Don't Make Me Pod on Twitter, and then you can email us at don't make me come back there@gmail.com.
I told you, so I'm the steering wheel,
you
baby.
Can say it to
the steering wheel, baby.
let's ease into one though that we got. What is your favorite Christmas song? We got this one like 10 times. What
this
is
Christmas.
Your favorite Christmas song? And does it change?
This Christmas, Donny Hathaway.
Oh,
no.
I was going to say This Christmas.
It's the best song.
Yeah. But Chris Brown version. And I know I'm very conflicted about Chris Brown. Right. I am very conflicted about Chris Brown. But he does a fantastic rendition of This Christmas.
That was when he was still like.
This was before he beat up Rihanna.
That
like,
was
this was, I mean.
It was. completely pure. Yeah.
Yes. Exactly, right?
I'm sorry, what?
His intentions, you know. His,
yeah. Oh, I see. That's,
yeah. Sorry. Not about beating up Rihanna. No. Yeah. I can't remember the name of mine. I'm looking mine up. I shouldn't have said anything.
So that's okay.
Yeah.
You guys hit those quick.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that was your favorite Christmas song.
I listened to this Christmas. Just I'll listen to it on an April day.
On an April day.
It's a banger. It's
although,
an actual,
I'm surprised you didn't
banger.
Say the CeeLo version because you love CeeLo.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I heard that recently.
I don't think I've heard that.
CeeLo's got a good Christmas album.
He has a good Christmas album. It's really great.
He does. What's your guys's, Dustin?
Yeah. Did you find yours yet?
I have like three that I...
Just hit us with one.
Okay. Sorry. But I had to look up the title because I just know like the chorus and stuff. There's this song by Gungor and it's called "O Light," and it's just like
it's very beautiful,
really beautiful,
it's real mellow.
Yeah. So it's not gonna be like something you're gonna recognize.
No,
like,
but that's a recommendation.
Crosby, but yeah.
Did you call it a banger? Does it classify as a banger?
Melissa, define banger.
No, this is just a beautiful song.
Mine, I officially decided this year. That it's "Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas."
Okay.
Classic. And it's not even classic. There's not even a close second. It hits you. Yeah. My favorite version of it is by a band called Copeland, but I've liked every version of it.
Mm-hmm. That was it's I was, a very, almost said that.
It's a very reminiscent, like sentimental, nostalgic. When you really dive into it, it's about, you know.
It's a little melancholy.
It's very melancholy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And like, I don't have a lot of feelings, but they come in December. They're like, hey, we've been pent up all year.
Yeah.
I made it two lines into a Judy Garland version of it that I didn't know existed. I was sitting at the computer and I put it on and I started where it's like, this is not the time.
Did you cry?
No, I was gonna, but I don't
so
cry.
You just switched the song.
I think it's 2 p.m. on a Tuesday. This is not the time to be weeping in the bedroom alone. Maybe it actually is. I don't know.
It's probably, when no one else is around.
Yeah, absolutely.
No one can see it.
Nobody.
Should have taken that moment.
That's the question. If nobody sees you cry, did you cry? That's. Let's go. This one here. Let's go in a very different direction.
Wait. Let's let the listener. What's your favorite Christmas song?
Oh, stop it.
Interesting.
Dorothy.
Oh my God.
I'm trying to make interactive Dorothy. Radio.
Message us your favorite Christmas song.
I'm trying to save you. I need a new producer.
I know.
Here's a very different one. This comes from at Bears and Waffles on Instagram. He said, if you had to pick one limb to be chopped off, what would it be?
Full limb.
I guess that's like, you're only choosing
arms
from
or
four,
legs,
right?
Yeah, arms or legs, right?
But I think elbow, is it elbow?
Damn.
From the elbow or from the knee?
Let's not get into the technicalities of this.
It makes a huge difference.
Yeah, but I don't. There's no way for me to clarify.
Let's call them. Let's go through the phone.
Oh, yeah. Hey, at @bears_and_waffles.
I guess I'm going to choose an arm because.
Yeah, left hand. Right.
Which arm? Left arm?
You're
right?
Non-dominant.
Yeah, you're non-dominant.
Arm.
Yeah.
Actually, right
so
arm.
Left.
No, okay, good. My left
hand.
No, dude. Messy just stood
for a challenge.
Yeah.
You're like, I can't write. I can't. Tie my shoes.
Yeah, they're all bad options. I'm gonna choose both legs.
Actually, a leg is probably easier because you can get a. I mean, it's not easy, but like prosthetic
exoskeleton.
Yeah, and then you can walk. You could walk still, things, and then you right? have.
You don't
arms.
Get them back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna. There was a character in Mortal Kombat. What was his name? Jax.
Yeah.
Lost both arms. Got two metal arms. Yeah. That's what I'm doing. I'm coming in hot. This is fun, and this is of the same kind of idea of favorite Christmas song. What is your favorite family tradition for Christmas, and or one maybe that you both started? So favorite family. Tradition.
Definitely not playing White Elephant
with
my
sister.
I
can tell you which one I
what's
hate the most.
What's up with that?
That
tell
juicy.
Us that story. Yeah.
Two years ago, we always play White Elephant with my sisters because we have such a huge family.
Four sisters
and husbands and stuff. And it's just like we always have kids to pay for. So we just do White Elephant with the sisters. And so one year.
Yankee Swap, some people call it.
Yeah.
Dirty Christmas, some people call it.
white elephant is what we call it.
Yeah.
So the hot gift, you know, the Nintendo, the little one that you plug in and has all the games from back in the day when you were a kid.
Oh yeah. So like that the Atari and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, so mm-hmm. that one had just come out and it was the hot ticket item. And my oldest brother-in-law, Vu, who we love him to death, he wanted to get that. And I was like, no, Vu, get this instead. And then I'll get the Nintendo and then I'll just bring it over to your house and we'll play. It's a win-win. And he's getting drunk. He's like, yeah, that's like a great idea. Yeah. So we do it. And he ends up picking a gift that his wife, my sister Sheila, had bought.
Right.
And she just exploded.
Well, first of all, she was lying
so
to him the entire time.
No, I didn't.
You're going to take it over. Did you ever take it over?
The entire time. It has not been in their house one day of the year in the history of the world. It's always been in our house.
But my sister, it was like, it was an epic Christmas fight because she was so upset.
Yeah. I told him, I was like, I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. It's too stressful. Yeah.
Honestly, it's a better story than what your favorite one is.
Yeah. I mean, like, they legit.
I'm never doing it again.
Yeah. It was a huge fight.
My favorite is, this happens on multiple holidays throughout the year, but Christmas is one of them. My lovely wife makes homemade cinnamon rolls.
Oh, do you really?
And they are, she's not making them this year. That's my way to bring this up on the podcast. But
instead of just talking about it.
I'm just trying to shame her. Yeah. They're wonderful. It's okay that we don't have them this year, but it's a holiday tradition that normally happens. Yeah. You know, because you have to do them the night before. To do that and wrap presents the night before.
Well, unreasonable. I can't go to a movie on Christmas Day and make Christmas dinner if I've, like, it's too
yeah,
much.
It's yeah, too Dustin, much. Where are you at helping your wife
if the
out
fridge
with this?
Is full where's of your, cinnamon rolls.
I'm going to help with wrapping. I'm not good at wrapping, yeah, but I'm even worse at baking. So.
I don't want to help. You get the trash bag out. You get the trash bag out.
Yeah.
And you put all the old wrapping paper in
he
it.
Licks, he licks the spoons.
Cooking is not for me.
He watches me roll.
Yeah.
I watch you roll as I pour a bowl of Honey Bunches of Oats. Which is...
You supervise.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, good, absolutely. Yeah. What about you,
he produces the cinnamon rolls.
Yeah. That's the Stephen English.
Yeah,
of
that's
our,
not
yeah.
how I do it. Yeah.
What about you, Melissa?
I'm going blank. I was going to say, like we don't like looking at Christmas lights. We like critique Christmas lights. So like
we
our,
all like Simon
our,
Cowell yeah. out there. Like it, I'm not impressed.
Yeah, yeah. Our drive through the neighborhoods. Like we're like oh, that was excellent, but the execution here was it could have been tighter. Yeah.
Even the kids that criticize
it. Yeah, they kind of get into it now. Yeah,
they do.
They're like high school lights.
It's
really
so sloppy.
Like,
why is it?
Those were hot for like a minute.
my take on Christmas lights are there's two. School like two strong opinions on that. Yeah. One, more is not better. Mm, so sure. Like there are a lot of like the inflatable things are so trashy. Like one is
strong
nice,
word, you know, like
but yeah. Like when you have just a yard
of
full of inflatables,
especially when they're like when they're
you're like
branded.
You're just a car dealership.
When it's like
at
a
this
Minions
point, right?
With it's like Minions with the yes, Santa the hats. Like it doesn't yeah. make any sense.
No man,
like, it's got to be something no. that at least
the
is
ones
like
that I don't like is the one. It's a new thing that just came out, but you just stake a light
and
in the ground
and it puts it on the house,
and then it's so lazy.
Lazy.
It's so lazy.
Almost lazy. I almost bought that.
Like the
no,
projection.
It's so lazy.
I had that in the cart.
Yeah, projection.
It projects onto the house.
You know what? The last time I was impressed by like that was is when it was a screen. Screensaver in 98. Like, that's all it is. Someone just put a screensaver on their house.
There's a house. There's a
you're going to have a candy cane pipe one on their necks. Anyone?
There's a street Windows between 98. My mom's house and my brother's house, like on the way from my mom's to my brother's house, that is like the okay, entire street does it. And there's people who like it's terrible during the holidays to like try to get from my mom's house to my brother's house because you have to go on the street.
Right.
And it's just people are like stopping. Like people are going like 10 miles an hour down there. Yeah. And it's just they go crazy. Like
man.
The window displays, front lawn, all the thing. But there's one house on the corner that was the best because they would put up one string of white lights and that was it.
Yeah.
Oh, it was the best. They're my heroes. I love them so much. These dudes
that's
they were
what,
like,
if it looks honestly, good. Because you so drove by our house. That's my other thing is more is not more.
Yeah.
And if you're going to put up lights, They have to be straight.
Super straight.
Yeah, they do.
You see that line out there?
I did not.
Straight.
We critiqued on the way in. We're like, oh my God, what
house is that? There's nothing to critique. What house is perfectly straight, big bulbs. Straight line of big bulbs.
Oh, fat bulbs.
Perfect nets on the two bushes that are trimmed.
I did notice, yes.
And then a big old Yeti in the in the window that we had outside originally, and then we brought inside because we're afraid he's going to get stolen.
Oh,
we
live in a bad neighborhood. 100% would have been.
Safe bet, for sure. Did you guys know in Poway, I think it's Candy Cane Lane or something.
Yeah.
So all it's the same thing like Garrison. Every single house is like decked out. Mm-hmm. And apparently, my sister's coworker lives there, and she said that when someone moves out and somebody else buys the house, the Christmas lights come with it because you are required to put it on.
Oh my God.
Like that's legitimately the start of like a Vince Vaughn movie.
Yeah.
As he moves into that neighborhood and he's like, doesn't want to do it.
Yeah. And he doesn't want to do it. And then he gets the spirit. And then he goes too much. And then he misses the real meaning of Christmas.
Wait a minute. Stop. Don't give this away. Let's write
this. That is a Hallmark movie.
And he just talks really fast and he gets worked up.
He's very tall.
Well, that was a great question from J_Perez_143ANF. Thank you so much for that one. This next question.
Did you answer?
I like
this. Did you skip this dude's
email address?
No. That was their Instagram handle.
Okay. I thought it was his email address.
That was the one.
I'm barely paying attention.
Oh, you said cinnamon roll. Sorry.
You are hurting because today we cashed in my Christmas present, which was Melissa saying, hey, go golf. And your Christmas present from me, which was like, hey, you know, I'll pay for your golf. And
my Christmas present to Steven was go golf.
Was, and was like, Steven,
he's like, wait.
So thank you, Dustin.
And Steven and I have very different golf stories. And that Steven used to golf a lot.
Tons.
And hasn't golfed in a while.
Yeah.
I've pretty much never golfed. But over the last 3 months or so, have been golfing a lot.
Yeah.
And we both suck. Someone said to me recently, like, a good round for me is when I don't lose a ball. And I was like, a good round for me is when I don't lose a club. Like, if I don't leave a club behind somewhere because I don't even know. And we were all better than Adrian, who came out.
Oh,
and it was a funny foursome.
Had a good time.
Adrian was terrible. Sean was good. Sean was the best player, and he was literally beating us with women's clubs. I was like, "Now you did you do this on purpose just to like troll us?"
Yeah, he said, "I took this from my mom's golf club."
Plus, he's like 6'4".
He's
still using height, women's clubs.
Height helps for golf too. Sure. I don't know if that's true, but I'm just saying it now.
You had a handicap.
My man here got hurt.
My hip flex has been hurt for a long time. And I went out because
like you
would have
thought you guys had like done a rodeo thing and Simon was riding bulls. By the way,
no. By the end, by the 18th hole, I told him to stop playing because he was limping.
Hey, when your boss
sad,
when your boss tells you, and technically you are my boss, when your boss tells you to go golfing, you go golfing. Yeah. No matter if you're hurt or not, you go out there.
You're not
really
playing
the victim card here.
Because if you get hurt and you can do work, do we not do workers' comp here?
No.
Then I should not have gone golfing. Don't go golfing.
You're just a 1099.
If you don't have insurance, don't go golfing.
Like
that's
if
terrible.
I were your boss, you would do better.
You would try harder to impress him.
That's what I'm saying. You would be a better effort.
This is the bad time to bring up workers.
This is a great question. This is a good segue. Stop it. No more talking.
So what was your golf experience? I mean, Stevens was terrible.
Oh, I beat him. I shot a 99. My goal is always 2 digits.
Yeah.
If I can get it under 100, that's great.
I did not shoot a 99.
Could you take it easy on the LaCroix?
Yeah.
Going heavy. Next question. This is a great one. I like this because it kind of goes into the work idea. This is from @Sherry _Perinon. Perinon? Whatever. Thank you for the question. Have you ever been fired?
Oh, 100%.
Yes. Yeah. Stevens tons of times. Soon to be fired.
I'm trying to get Dorothy.
Yeah. Well, okay. I have been fired once. It was so embarrassing. And then I got let go, but that's different. But okay, so I used to work this.
They're not. It's not different.
No, because.
Not different at all.
No?
Well, tell us.
Okay, so like the one time I got fired and I deserved it and I knew like I should have been fired was I used to work this side job for a different radio company. Like it's like they get street bits that other stations could subscribe to, and they use it as part of their imaging. Mm-hmm. But I had been doing it for so long. I've been doing it for like 5-6 years. And I should have quit because I was getting to the point where I was like, I'm just so tired of going out and having to ask random strangers what's their opinion on these news bits. So I didn't turn in my work. And, you know, they called me and was like, hey, man, so we got to talk. I was like, yeah, I'm really sorry. And I just knew it was coming.
Well, also, you know, and since you've been fired from this job, we can say this. For the last couple months, it was just pretty much me doing different voices.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you start impersonating people?
Say, my favorite station is, I love country music. And I have to do, like, I put a different voice on.
I did go to my friends, like, yo, dude, I just need you to say this real quick, you know?
Trying to get someone famous. Can you do a Faith Hill?
And then the other time I got fired was because our company got sold, and the people in charge were kind of jerks, and they thought they were trying to save their own. Funny. So they were trying to like cut budgets down, and so they ended up splitting up the morning show I was on. So two of us got fired.
I wrote this is a total side note. They did a roast of Chris or Kentorian Woods, San Diego radio guys. And I wasn't on the roast, but I wrote a roast joke for Jesse Egan on that. I've never done a roast, but I'm gonna write a roast joke. And he was on a station that got bought out, and it was like a Christian station. So the joke I wrote for Jesse was, you know, Chris Kentori's last show, he got taken off air because they got replaced by a Christian station, proving that even Jesus doesn't like Chris Kentori.
That's pretty good.
Hey, we got jokes.
I hear Jesse saying it too, and he says, because he's smiling, he's so nice.
And then he puts a couple puns in it. Yeah, it's a real Jesse Egan joke. Melissa, have you ever been fired?
I had one babysitting experience where I didn't get invited back.
Like,
what did you do?
Yeah, I was like preteen.
Melissa's
yeah,
been out of the workforce for a minute. It's like my last babysitting gig.
What did you do? Jump on the bed?
I think. Yeah, I think there was
official workforce. She's been.
I think there was like some popsicle on the carpet or something.
Well, I would have fired you for that too.
Yeah. But it was like our neighbor like 2 houses down. So awkward.
I have never been fired from a job, but I have been cut from some sports teams, if that counts. I didn't make a couple cuts. Yeah. I had that realization the other day. It's like, because I like play a lot of sports. I played a lot of sports growing up. But I had a day, like, this was like maybe 3 months ago. It was like a 24-hour period where, like, I swam the night before. And then, like, but I'm not a good swimmer. And I was just like, they were like, the swim team was there. And they're just running laps or swimming laps are way faster than me. The next morning, I went to the driving range. And I was, like, horrific.
Yeah.
And I was just, like, shanking balls all over the place.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen you play golf.
All right, stop it. I beat you today. Paid for your round, and then I defeated you.
I'm also handicapped. I'm literally handicapped.
Okay, stop it. And then I went and played basketball later that day, and I was easily the worst player on the court. I was like,
"You are too old."
So I'm not athletic. I'm 0 for my last 3 sports that I've done in the last 30. Okay. For swimming?
Yes.
I'm not gonna drown out there. I'm in those lifeguards.
I've been fired from so many jobs. I've had a lot of jobs. I feel like when in college, I worked at a sushi. It was a place that made sushi inside the dining facility. In college at University of Missouri, so you know that sushi was really you know that sushi is fresh. Yeah. You know that sushi is super fresh.
You're like, yo, this sushi is beef. Yeah. This is beef sushi.
It's a raw.
It's sushi wrapped. Just it's beef wrapped in rice.
It's a skirt steak, raw skirt steak wrapped around some corn. Because there's no even rice out there, just a bunch of corn. And I went to like 3 days
of grass,
work.
Like it's seaweed. No, it's not.
I went to 3 days of work, and they were like, "Hey, you got to start being here at 6:30." And I was like, "Oh, well, then this is not going to work out." I thought that was a suggestion. I thought 6:30 was more of a like suggestion. I've been fired from a healthcare recruiting company.
Really?
I've been fired. Yeah, because I just didn't. I don't like stuff. I don't like a lot of things. I get bored, and I just start. It's very easy. You'll see it from the podcast. The podcast eventually will start getting worse and worse.
This is great to hear from someone who is his supervisor. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You and I are looking at each other. Like, what have we gotten into? Dorothy and I, what have we gotten into this room?
Demoted from tool of the spare tire.
Yeah.
Right? What's lower? You're like a nut?
I'm the nail inside the tire. Yeah, that's slowly going to at least
a motorcycle, and he's the sidecar, and you can just lift the thing.
Let me
and
go. What else?
I think we've covered it. Yeah, I think that's
you answered your question.
I've been fired at least three other times.
You're
but
a terrible
I don't know
employee.
I didn't think you would Bogart this question that much. You know what I mean? Like, I assumed you'd probably been fired at least, like, from something, but nothing to that level. Anyways.
You should have checked his resume.
Yeah, right.
My resources. Guess what? My resources all me with different voices.
When we started this a year and a half ago, I was like, I need an open micer who can run sound. And that's what he was at the time. And ends up he can't run sound. This is an ongoing bit. Dorothy, I hope you know that I do like Steven.
It's okay, I don't.
Hey, we're gotcha. Working. We're working.
From both sides.
All right, here's a Twitter question from at Glynis Eckert. And she said, what is the worst ornament on your Christmas tree? The worst ornament.
Ooh, this is awkward because we are
on
staring.
On mine.
I'm looking at Dustin's right now.
We are staring at
on yours, all right? We don't need your judgment.
And this is, you guys have a lot of ornaments from your kids, so this is going to be really awkward if you say one of them. Like,
yeah.
It's the picture of the oldest kid. And that's the main issue there.
We don't have a tree.
We don't have
Our
a tree.
Our house is too small for a tree.
Yeah. What? You get plenty of other stuff in your house.
Like
you couldn't move some of the Simpson memorabilia for
you. Watch it. You watch your mouth. That's
sacred. That's sacred.
Not, yeah.
Well, we'll have a tree. Well, we will answer that then. Yeah.
And I'll answer for your tree too.
No, speaking
our
of
our bar is very low for what counts as an ornament.
Yeah, there's some really bad kids.
I would say the Seahawks, like the Seahawks, like license plate.
Nah, that's fake. All stuff. That's fine.
You know what we used to have on our? We used to have our old Washington licenses on the tree.
Okay. I actually like that.
Yeah,
that's okay.
You know, they punch them.
Oh yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And then we just like drill a little
creatives. The house of creatives.
Paper clip and that. Yeah. What? It was fun for a couple of years.
I would say in general, there's some really, like, take this.
It's
this
like
one
a foot
size angel.
Yeah, it
it's
is
a foot.
It is a full
angel.
Square foot of
angel. Oh, you guys, the wings are the handprints of your kids.
They're Claire's handprints.
It doesn't. Half the crafts they give you are the handprints. They're not that creative.
It's always handprints.
It's
always
a
turkey, but it's a handprint.
It's a turkey. Yeah, exactly.
It's an elephant, but it's a handprint. It's everything's.
Yeah, but they laminated it.
Hands are hands.
Yeah, exactly. I'm with
Mel. I like the Hello Kitty one. The Hello Kitty one's really nice.
There's some real flavor on this tree. The ornaments, you know.
We have our style is eclectic.
Fake tree, by the way, just in case anyone was wondering.
The best type of tree.
You have no tree, so don't come at it. This next one would, it'd be interesting if it did apply to you. This person, at Jamie K. Collins on Twitter, asked us two questions. One, do you guys have Elf on a Shelf? Which would be interesting if you guys did
my
it just for each other.
That'd be funny.
For the dogs.
Oh my gosh, it moved.
Did you move it? No, I didn't move it.
Don't touch it. It'll lose its magic.
No. We don't do Elf on a Shelf because I think
it's pagan.
We don't do it because my kids are like, you know what? It's already hard enough to find dad at home. He's on the road.
Where's dad? Where's the elf?
What state is dad in? is our version of Elf on a Shelf.
Yeah.
But you say your sister doesn't?
Yeah, my sister does it for the kids. The kids really enjoy it. They named their elf Elfie.
Oh,
and they get excited when they
those
wake up.
Those kids are not
then...
creative. kids.
He tells you some of his stuff animals.
Oh, your sister-in-law messaged me.
She
Oh, Alicia?
Oh, my sister, yeah, my sister-in-law. Yeah,
about
lice.
Coming
about
to
lice.
Show? Oh, no.
So I made
well,
a joke.
We should probably touch base on the lice.
So we found some lice in the chair that Dorothy's sitting in.
Today.
No, so I made a joke about, hey, you know, we found some lice in my daughter's hair. So it ends up, maybe after all, it might be a white Christmas. You know, because I'm making jokes here.
Yeah.
I'm professional. And What?
Well, no, nothing. It's good. It's a good joke.
One of your
hey, boss.
8 minutes
a really good joke.
Of material. Joe, so why don't you get one of those right now?
I'm going to get my Christmas bonus. $1,000.
So anyway, so all that did was open up the floodgates of how to treat this, none of which I wanted. Like, listen, I'll take the engagement on social media or whatever, but I didn't really care about
trending
your answers.
Trending Dustin's daughter slice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, white Christmas. So where was I going with that?
Oh, well, I just joked that we should give him an update. It's almost been 2 weeks.
I don't
almost
think anybody
lice free.
No, Melissa,
for two
nobody
weeks.
Needs this. Nobody.
So you can hang out with us.
Melissa destroyed the lice. She really did. Yeah. No. It was crazy. So it was a massacre.
Be
it
by
was,
ourselves on Christmas.
Yeah, we saw them once and never again, which has never happened in the history of lice.
Yeah, you scared them.
Yeah. No, Melissa she yelled at the lice, and they're like,
dude, imagine having five little girls and all of them having lice that went through. I felt so bad for my mom. I was patient zero. I caught it at school, and my mom had to sit there and comb through all, and my two older sisters had super long hair, like from down to their butts.
Yeah.
And she was so mad.
Oh, I can see your mom being mad about that.
Like combing her head super hard.
Oh, that's my so God. That's so fun. I'm just imagining right now. That's so fun.
Awful. I hate everything of what you're saying right there.
Yeah. Ugh. I just have two daughters. Yeah. Like, ugh.
We also got a same question, question from the same individual telling us that she makes cookies every year. And what is your favorite Christmas cookie? Which I think is a nice little question. Do you have a favorite Christmas or maybe a favorite Christmas dessert in general?
Shortbread
cookies.
Yeah. Not too sweet. Nice mouthfeel.
Does that have frosting on it?
No. It's just a straight. Okay, it's like a UK something. So it's like bad. It's not great.
It's kind of bland.
It's usually good not really
tea.
Good.
Right.
Bland.
Good with tea.
But a little bit of
good
flavor.
With tea.
Just enough.
Gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another terrible
just
flavor.
Just enough flavor. They're bad, but they're good. I like them a lot.
Nobody eats them but you. Okay.
I don't think I have a favorite Christmas cookie. We don't really have a Christmas dessert.
What's your favorite Christmas egg roll?
From Achao.
Christmas dumpling.
Dumpling. The spicy one.
Mel, what about you? Do you have a favorite Christmas cookie?
Not really, but I can get down with some dipped Oreos. You know, the white chocolate ooh.
I don't know that I have a favorite Christmas cookie because I don't even know the difference between a non-Christmas and Christmas cookie.
You got the gingerbread. Yeah. You got the sugar cookie.
Yeah.
That's true. The ones you decorate.
I feel like I can eat those any time of the year though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe
it's the
like,
that's the difference.
Like
there's so many desserts that
shapes.
I like though.
If it's a snowman
I know.
Shape, it's
fudge is kind of a that's funny.
Oh, yeah.
That means if that's then what I like is a peanut butter cookie in a snowman shape.
There you go.
Because that's my favorite
Christmas cookie.
Christmas cookie. My favorite pie, though, is pecan pie.
Yeah.
What?
Close. Don't even. All right. Dorothy.
I know.
Can you produce?
I've been trying to get fired from this job for so long. I don't.
Before I get mad, let's move on to the next question. All right. So this next question is also a Twitter question from @DemariusDiez, D-I-E-Z. My parents just moved in with me. Any advice for our first Christmas without the luxury of being able to go home after the fight? A really optimistic look on how the holidays are going to go here.
That is funny. Me and Dorothy actually
just moved in with
my parents because we're getting our house remodeled.
Yeah.
So because we just flooding, moved in. Right?
Yeah.
Well, also, yeah, flooding, and we're just getting stuff.
We got to make room for a Christmas tree.
We're but we're roommates with his parents now.
Yeah. We live in their garage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's been like day 3, day 4.
Yeah.
It's pretty chill.
The house is so much nicer than ours.
It is.
And is their garage nicer than your house?
Yes,
because it's finished. It's like a finished garage. Yeah. So it's the nicest place.
It's got a fake fireplace, but it's really a heater and it like lights up and stuff. It's so
a
nice.
A bigger TV than we have in our house.
So nice.
The best thing
shower.
That's ever happened to your marriage.
No.
Seriously.
I'm going to tell the contractor, hey, take a month. Yeah. Take an extra month. Just we're not going to move out.
Nice. What do you guys think, though? I mean, we talked about it on the wedding planning one. I mean, you know, in general, when there's tension with the in-laws and the parents and that kind of stuff.
What do you do?
Because it'll happen.
Right. No, my mom likes Dorothy way more than she likes me.
I love That's funny mom. Because my sister and I have been talking about how my dad's favorite kid is Melissa. And that is not his child.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think, it definitely has to do with the dynamic of you and your in-laws, right? Mm-hmm. And your parents. Like, if we were living in my parents' house, no way, dude. No, we would not even last a week.
Yeah.
No way. Because my mom's way too controlling, you know, like, and I love her to death, but she's just too crazy.
Yeah.
Too many rules, too crazy. Like, we can't. Steven's parents, they let us do whatever we want. We come and hang out.
Yeah. So advice, get a nice set of dominoes.
Yeah.
Learn how to play dominoes. Dominoes is always fun.
Dominoes will bring the family.
Yeah. You play dominoes. That's what we do. We go to the
Have a bond.
Yeah. We're out there. We play dominoes. We just like, you know, we hang out. We're a gaming family. So just get some stuff.
I would say that Melissa, and maybe I'll speak on your behalf here, is that you, if they're living in your house, charge them rent.
Yeah.
And then also take advantage of them being there.
Uh-huh.
Melissa, you feel like sometimes you can feel if you're, it's tough having him around. And then like he'll come through like with a date night or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're like, oh, that was free and convenient and awesome. So
we're happy to have you.
Totally.
So and take like, advantage of it.
And kids are like genetically like related to him, so he like would put more.
He's the worst babysitter in history.
Oh, no,
honestly,
I've been fired from so many babysitting jobs.
We've had so many.
Two out of three have to be asleep. Then I leave.
We've had so many times where like he's committed to babysitting, and then it's like four, and I was like, Dad, I need you to stop drinking. You have to watch our children this evening. So, all right, next. This is a nice one. From Twitter. This is from Keith Williamson at Keith Williamso one. That's there. What is one thing that your spouse does that show that they cherish you?
Edits the podcast sometimes.
Edits the podcast. Yeah, I can always tell which episode.
That's so sweet.
I can always tell which episodes Dorothy does. Like, dang, those are bangers. Those are bangers.
Straight.
Let me think about that one. Come back to me.
Yeah. What do you think, Mel?
I don't.
I read this question to you yesterday, and you haven't thought of one thing that I do that makes you.
What's up for the wives to answer? That's.
I mean, maybe do more stuff to show that you cherish us.
This is.
Where are we at? We're gonna.
And this
is gonna
become. This is an attack now.
This question's out.
Who sent this question?
Dustin always brings stuff home for us. He's like a gift giver, so he's always like at a potluck or at a thing, and he's always like grabbing treats or trinkets or something.
That's nice.
It is like, nice to come home with unexpected sweets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or like he'll have
a
like
win for everybody.
Gift basket in his green room, and he doesn't even eat anything. He'll like save it all and bring it home.
Oh, that's sweet.
He likes the
so thoughtful.
He likes the presentation.
Oh,
look at this! And it's like, oh my gosh, what do we got?
That is really sweet. Steven does thoughtful. Give very thoughtful gifts too, but that's only on Christmas.
I'm sorry, he's sending gifts
on the gift-giving days? Yeah, I give thoughtful gifts on the days you're supposed to give gifts.
Right, but you want a Groundhog's Day gift? I'm trying to give you props something that you do that's nice.
I felt cornered, and I just attacked.
Oh, my gosh. I take it back.
Sorry, keep talking. I'm trying to get one of those LaCroix.
No, I guess something else that Steven does that is nice is – once in a while, like if I'm cooking or something, he'll come by and he'll give me a kiss on the shoulder. Like that's nice. Like
that's
he's like thanks for cooking.
Like, we're like some Amish farmers or something. Like that.
It's really cute when you come by. You don't do it often.
It's weird
when you do. It's
quasi
nice.
Like I love your shoulder.
No, he just walks by and he'll give me like a little kiss. That's nice.
Aww.
Very nice.
You need to do it more.
I do it enough. All right. See, I told you. We're going to start a fight. That's the
question. Yeah, there was no way that this episode wasn't going to start a fight.
You didn't answer. You didn't answer. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
It's a good question.
Everything is your answer.
No, that's not it. not everything she does makes me feel loved.
I think the term was
cherished. All right. Well, yeah. Of things I can say on a clean podcast.
Oh my
gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
What time do we get?
I think that I like when we do like little creative projects together. That's really fun. I like that stuff. It feels, you know, there's also times that like, this is going to be a weird one, that I think that like, as you grow together in a relationship where you feel like accepted, like where like, this is just who I am and it's okay. Like you have unconventional. Melissa and I are very happily married. We've been married for 14 years now. And like, we have things that other people would be like, what? Why do you do that? Like we don't share a blanket. We have our own separate blankets. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we've had other people like, that's ridiculous.
This but is it works.
Of course. There's sharing a blanket with Melissa is a nightmare.
Yeah.
Absolute nightmare. You know, none of that is fun. And or like, you know, like it's very hard for me to just kind of like sit down. Like what my sitting down and having coffee with somebody sounds like absolute torture to
like
me.
Like nails to chalkboard.
I could not. Yeah. I do not want to sit down and have a conversation with people.
What about a small group?
The only way that I would, the only way that I would have conversations with people is if I had sponsors like this podcast. I have to get paid to have conversations with people. But so like Melissa and I, you know, when the chores are done, I will like play. I'll grab my son's Nintendo Switch and play like a mindless video game. Mm-hmm. And as we talk, and Melissa's like not insulted by that, and also notices that like I'm actually engaging in ways that I would. I'm oddly more focused on the conversation because I'm just playing something stupid on the Switch, or it's not like a real challenge. Mm-hmm. But like I just like that because it's like if you walked in, they're like, oh, he's on. Please. Playing video games is ignoring his wife. It's like, you know, I feel cherished and valued because Melissa's like, no, I get that. Your brain functions just fine like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that makes me feel cherished because you're like, this is who I am and we've grown together and we understand this about each other. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes total sense.
All right.
Steven, serious answer.
Yeah.
Gifts.
Gifts.
I would say when... I mean, there's a lot of times, you know, and I think Dustin and Mel can relate to this. Like when there's times where you
relax with the LaCroix over there.
Come on.
Are you kidding me?
when you have to go out and you have to go and
say, like, told me like this is a squirt,
diet squirt. He's an athlete. No empty diet calories. Squirt. No empty calories for this guy. There's like a lot of times you have to go out and you have to do stuff like days you don't want to go and do comedy, and you just have to go and you're like, some days you'll be like, oh,
I you
just
do
like,
comedy
every once in a while. I dabble, I dabble, but you like, you know, it's like sometimes I'll be like, like I need to go out, and like, you know, it's, you know, but not only does she say she's cool with me going out, but she encourages me to go out, and that feels, because you know, it's not a, it's hard to be away. And especially when you go out for a couple hours not even knowing when you're going to be back, and you're just like, all right, well, it's 9 o'clock. It's nine o'clock right now. We should be in bed, but I'm going out at 9 to like maybe get up on 4 minutes somewhere. You know what I'm saying? And for her to be like, not only I'm cool with it, but like, you should do this. And like, you know, because it's important to you, you know,
right.
It's very, and it's cool. It's like, you know, it's definitely a thing that, and I think, again, I think you guys are probably in the same boat. It's always nice when someone who is your partner is actively supporting. Because like, you can support somebody by just not people think that sometimes I think people mistake supporting with not complaining. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. I'm supporting them because I'm not saying no. But it's like support, real support is like not only not saying no, but saying,
yo, go
yes.
Get out there. You haven't been out for a week.
Yeah,
you go
and
out
like
there.
Actually
and,
being, yeah, yeah. So it's.
Yeah, you got to go work.
And
yeah,
I feel.
Yeah.
Cherished by that.
Oh,
I'm gonna kiss your shoulder so hard when you get home tonight. I'm gonna kiss you right on the shoulder so hard.
Okay, now you're making it weird. It was. Yeah. It's like a quick.
You
sec.
No, it's something sweet that you do. It's like a quick thing.
I mean, I'm sorry. Like, now I have to think about kiss my shoulder.
We're playing golf.
I have to think about, like, now, like, oh, God, I'm in my head all the time about everything.
Oh,
now
you made me in my head
about
it.
The one thing I do nice. That's not good.
Dorothy, what are we at time?
We are at 57:29.
Okay. Oof. So we are wrapping. Couple more last questions.
Do you want to do something from the email?
I got it. Okay. A couple more questions. One, this is just for you and I.
Okay.
This is, what bothers your wife most about you? So, and they said, like, espresso, which this is a reference to a joke that I do. That, if you can stand somebody's annoying things, that's how you know that they're your soulmate.
Yeah.
Let's do a two-parter on this one. Let's say what we think it is.
Okay.
Well, this is like newlywed game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then you can say, like, what's the actual most thing that bothers you the most? Yeah.
So many.
All right.
I know. I have 10 in my mind already.
Yeah, I know, like, how to pick. I would say, I think for her is, I'm really bad at, like, directions. I get lost. Constantly. I constantly am getting lost.
It's not easy to get lost anymore.
It's a real skill.
He just got lost going to CVS. That's 2 miles from our house.
Your phone has a global positioning device.
It took him an hour to get home. It took him an hour.
I went from Hillcrest to somehow got to the airport. And I went through Mission Hills. Because I got so lost. I mean, I was definitely gone for an hour. And we were trying, like, to pack up to move out of the house. And I was an hour late because I got lost.
If I didn't know you guys.
In 2018.
If I didn't know you guys, I'd be like, hey, Steven's cheating on you.
I can't keep a secret. Number two is, I can't keep a secret. I can't, like,
I got lost going to CVS.
Yeah.
What? Why do you smell like perfume?
Yeah, because CVS has good perfumes. Your tester bottles.
I was shopping for you.
That's probably not it. It's probably something way more annoying. What do you think, Del?
Those are very close. Second and thirds.
Okay.
Not the number one answer.
What's the number one answer? How handsome I am? No. I get it. Next, moving on. Go ahead, you guys. Oh.
The number one thing that annoys me the most is how he never remembers where he leaves anything. Never. Keys, not his wallet, not the memory card.
Yeah. Amen to that. Amen.
How much is he paying you to say that?
Preach.
No, but constantly it's like a daily struggle. Where are my keys? I'm late to work. Where are my keys? I'm like, babe, there's a little hook. Just hang them up when you get home.
Mm-hmm.
That seems pretty tame. I'm so handsome that you could probably get past that.
Well,
Thanks for saying how handsome I am. Okay, moving on. She agrees. She does not.
Melissa, we should talk to them
about
this.
I'm overwhelmed. I don't know.
We're not going to make it.
Oh, no.
I would say that what annoys Melissa the most is probably, like, when we're in public and, like, I verbally abuse her. And I shame her and I belittle her in front of strangers and her peers.
I would say that's probably my pet peeve with you as well.
Actually. Yeah, yeah. Playing golf. Well, you know what? There was a lot of hate going around at the golf course today. We were being real mean. And three of the group were strangers. And by a whole three, you know.
You made Steven's, some enemies.
I look over and Steven had ran away from his cart to go to the drink
with
cart.
The bum hip.
And so he was walking. He was hobbling away from the drink cart. And he literally had chased the drink cart like 40 feet to go get a six pack of LaCroix.
Worth it.
Everyone was pretty loose by hole three and making fun of each other quite a bit. So, okay. So a couple things that immediately jumped to mind. One, you don't like how I won't wake up in the morning. That's generally
I've accepted that. But
yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's we went full stages of grief on that one.
Been accepted.
I also can't find stuff, but more annoying to you, I think, is I leave stuff around. Like, I'll the big one is, like, my towel after I shower.
Oh, my gosh. That was it. That was it. I was like, what could I pinch?
I don't bring clothes. When I take a shower, Every few days or so. I don't. Hey, man, we're working. You can't work a casino circuit like me without some. Hey, man, gambling. The only gambling I'm doing is this buffet. We're working. We're working.
The shrimp.
Anyways, that's. I don't bring clothes into the shower with me. I'll go to the bathroom.
We get it.
I'll shower. I'll dry off. And then so I'll go from the bathroom to the bedroom, and I'll change in there. You know, you put your clothes
on.
Oh,
we don't have a bathroom that connects to our bedroom.
And, no. Come on, man. Yeah. We've got a cross-dressing prostitute two houses down. You know, like two houses down.
What's it called with
every
the
year
big
it's a
room?
Front yard full of inflatables, by the way. Every Christmas.
All
that's
minions.
Why I think they're trashy.
All
it's
the
like,
minions.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to see what's going on. Behind those minions.
Unnecessary. A master bath.
Master bath. There
no
you go.
No master bath.
We do not. No. We have a bathroom. I'll leave. A lot of time I'll change and then I'll forget the towel.
And
on
you'll
the
leave
bed.
On the bed.
And so it's a wet towel
on the
bed.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Come on. Forget
a towel.
Why are you judging me? I thought this was
no,
a safe
that's
place.
Then you're wrong. You're very wrong on that. Because
then your
that's
mattress
disgusting.
Gets all soaked
I didn't
and wet.
Say it was a good thing. It's a blunder.
I mean,
I'm not doing
I,
this on
I
purpose.
Grab it within 5
like, do you
minutes.
Remember mine was I lost guys, I lose my keys every once in a while. You're giving yourself mold.
Bro, you're cheating on your wife.
At CVS.
No, I got lost.
At least I'm not.
I got lost.
At least I'm not leaving the wet towel on the bed. Here's a quick question. This one's for you, Melissa. To Mom Nickerson, does Dustin drive you crazy when he gets home from tour? Talk about real quick the re-entry when I get home from tour. That's a good one.
Oh, it's just like...
We get one quick fight out of the
way.
Yeah,
a little car fight on the ride from the airport.
We usually
home.
Get in one fight before we get to the freeway, from the airport to the freeway, which is like a 10-minute drive.
It's like, re-entry. Like, oh my gosh, like, there's someone else to help now? Like,
yeah.
Who are you? I don't know. Like,
I can't believe my bed's gonna be full of towels.
Towel the day.
Oh, your sheets are about to get mold.
No, you don't drive me crazy. Like, we're happy to have you home. We want you home, but
that makes me feel cherished.
Oh,
good. Cherished and valued.
Okay, a couple more. This one is from @tommy.messenger on Instagram, and he says LeBron or MJ. This is way off. Those are two basketball players, Melissa.
Taking Dennis Rodman.
Stop it. Answer the question. This is a backseater right here. Respect him.
I say LeBron based off of what he does for the community.
I say,
he's a good ball player, and I like what he does.
I think he's a better person.
I think he's a better person, yes.
I say MJ because MJ is an actual psychopath, like an actual
MJ
clinical.
Did stuff? Like
no, it's just a clinical
like volunteerism.
No,
I mean
no, he just gambled. He gambled.
He's a gambler,
and he just wanted to win. He just all he wanted to win. Like LeBron would like.
LeBron wants
the
to
only
win,
gambling
but
I
then
do is on this
you know.
Buffet.
But yeah, but LeBron.
Oh brother. No, what are you saying?
I said LeBron because I think he's a good ball player, and I also like what he does. For the community, like he's a really good philanthropist.
Yeah, one-on-one.
LeBron is the best basketball player of all time. Michael Jordan had the best career of all time. Those are different things.
I think MJ's the best competitor. MJ would one-on-one. LeBron would be too excited to play with Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan would actually be excited to destroy the person who's like his competitor.
LeBron wants
to hug. MJ does not want to hug.
I think Michael Jordan's. The most overrated athlete in history, so I'm not. And I think he was great. I think he's the greatest. I think he has the best NBA career of all time. I think that.
Whoa!
Overrated. You know why? Because I'm a big Scottie Pippen fan.
So I did Dennis Rodman. I did Dennis Rodman.
You know what happened when MJ wasn't on that team? They went to Game 7 of the Eastern Finals.
Yeah,
it was pretty good. All right. So, anyways, let's move on. This is from an email. From Greg Paradis. He hit us with a bunch of questions.
Yeah.
What's the dumbest thing you have ever fought over? I don't think we've ever fought over anything important.
I think it's always dumb stuff.
Because when it's serious, we're like, hey, we should deal with this.
Yeah.
Let's be reasonable. The other stuff, let's be irrational.
Yeah. The sweatpants that I'm wearing right here, I see how the strings come out. This is a fight. Melissa's like, you have to put those strings away. And I was like, you need to relax.
Ooh, you know what? The dumbest thing we fought about or that I got mad at Steven about was one time I told him I needed basil because I was in the middle of cooking.
Oh,
and the basil I had was like, it was bad. So I was like, just run to Sprouts, get me some basil and bring it home. And I'm in the middle of cooking and all I needed was the basil just to finish it. And he comes home with a basil plant. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do with a basil plant? We I just basil need for, the leaf.
You give him man,
have a
you
garden.
Give man basil. A fish. He can eat for a day. You give a you teach a man to fish. You give him a woman a basil plant. She makes what's it?
A great
basil
curry.
Chicken one
a
day.
Great curry.
You give him yeah. a woman a basil plant. She makes basil chicken every single no, day.
I was just so mad basil. In that moment.
Basil.
I like the basil plant. I'm.
Thank oh, sure.
You.
If we had
every
garden,
single person who's heard this argument garden, has been on my
I,
side.
I totally use them. So.
Yeah, every single person has been on my side. No,
if
I won
we
this
had
fight.
A garden to plant the basil
no,
plant,
I
would
just
love it.
Plant.
It was cheaper. Yeah. It was actually cheaper than the bunch. Also, I'm
all right,
very
I lose this
fiscally
argument.
Conservative.
I get it.
So
okay.
Yeah, cheaper. They are about the same price.
That was
yeah.
fun to watch. I had no opinion on that whatsoever.
See, dumb fight.
Yeah, exactly.
And yes. also, yeah, not important.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's a question that I know Melissa and I have the same answer to, but I'd be curious to hear you guys. What is the worst purchase you've made together?
Ooh. Oh, gosh. Now,
that's a
softball.
Melissa, what do you think ours is?
The home we bought in 2007.
Yeah, like yeah. 6 months before the market crashed.
Oh, oh no.
Literally.
We made
no,
like,
maybe 4 months before
yeah, we
it
made
crashed.
Like a combined $40,000. And yeah. we walk into the lender's office like, you've been pre-approved for $400,000.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We're 21.
We're in. Yeah. We got a baby coming. What yeah. could go wrong? Fast
Everything.
Forward to foreclosure, bankruptcy, yeah. lose the home.
No.
Yeah. So that was ours.
That was
yeah.
ours.
Yeah. We, yeah. So top that.
I don't know. I don't
know. Right. You're like, whoa. Dinner like, last night?
Yeah.
I was going to, you know, it's funny. I was going to say our
we
home because our home
hotel
is.
Hotel service or room service charges once.
Yeah. yeah. I don't know. I don't think we really bought anything. Well, I can tell you
our
my.
Couch? I don't
well,
know.
Something that we bought since we've been together.
Sure.
That when we had a joint bank account is I bought a jersey. It's a game issued but not game worn jersey from Julio Urias.
See, but that's what you bought. Okay. I didn't.
But
didn't,
we bought
this was not
it was
a joint
bank account.
Nah,
it was
nah,
a joint
nah,
bank.
Nah,
it was
nah,
done
nah, 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 nah.
because it might not be worth anything. But it was probably if Julio Urias has this the career I think he's going to. He's okay. gonna be the MJ of pitching.
And then what are you gonna sell it?
He's overrated.
It's gonna
no,
be
gonna
a, it's gonna
it.
Be an heirloom. It's, yeah, no, it's gonna be an heirloom. I'm gonna sell it. I'll sell it when he gets in the Hall of Fame. I'll sell it.
Okay. Then.
Tell you. Okay.
Right. Is so, that yours too, then, Dorothy?
No.
We can't
I don't
beat,
think,
we can't
I
beat
honestly,
a house.
Yeah.
Well,
we can't beat your story. We cannot beat your story.
Please yeah. don't.
yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Remember that baby we bought? Yeah. What a stinker of a baby.
Yeah.
Try to return him.
Slammer. So we got it. Okay, let's do this for the last question because okay. we got this one a lot. And I think this is from Rebecca G. We got a version of this question a lot. Rebecca Gonsalves. I'm not good at last names.
Gonsalves.
It's not Gonsalves.
It's Gonsalves.
It's not. It's
Gonsalves.
I'm just joking.
Gonsalves.
A-S-A-L-V-E-S. Gonsalves is right. Stephen's right. Gonsalves.
Gonsalves?
Yes.
Oh, not.
It's like Gonzalez, but with an S.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, Rebecca.
Dude, man, build a wall. I'm sorry.
No. No. Government shutdown.
Right, what time is that?
1:10:30.
Okay. All right. Let's go, Bex.
You better keep build the wall in.
All right, Bex, what's your
All right. She said, hey guys, loving the podcast. That's nice. So I'm always curious if the spouses of comedians actually think that their comedian wife or husband is legitimately funny. I'm married and my husband works in the business world, doesn't tell jokes at all. He has the driest sense of humor, but I actually find him quite funny. So wondering if, in your case, your wives think, yeah, even though they weren't doing stand-up, they'd still be pretty dang funny. Take care and happy holidays, Rebecca G. Thanks, Rebecca
oh,
G.
Happy
That's
holidays,
really
Rebecca
nice.
G.
Thanks for being a backseater.
Mm. Oh, already using the
yeah,
nice.
I'm really good at branding.
I think that answer has to be absolutely yes, because you know, like I wouldn't.
Cherished.
Right, yeah. yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get that shoulder ready for a kissing, lady.
I'll get it right, ready. No, because
that's actually how I feel cherished is when Melissa buys tickets to my shows at the comedy.
Next Friday,
but out of her account, you know, yeah. shared account, but I know she hides money.
It's under the wet mattress.
Yeah, yeah. She hides it under her blanket. Yeah, her separate blanket. Anyways, continue.
No, but I think for sure Steven's humor is one of the first things that attracted me. We met on Tinder.
I'm glad someone thinks he's funny. Yeah. Because my goodness, do crowds not.
No.
This dude bombs. Oh, man. Only thing he's worse at than golf is comedy, honestly. Yeah.
It goes golf, comedy,
podcast.
Never mind. Never mind.
Go ahead. Yeah, but we on Steven's employee. Tinder profile was a joke, and that's what made me like click on his profile.
On your Tinder profile,
yeah, he had a funny
what
joke.
What joke?
This is clean. Probably not. It's clean. It's actually clean.
This is the funniest story. I don't think I've heard this story.
Yeah, that's what made me like swipe on him.
This better
be your joke. If this is a dang
no, it's
joke,
not
no,
yet.
No. It's a joke that I heard. Yeah. It's not like a bit. It's a joke.
It's not your joke.
It's not my joke, but it's a joke. It's not a bit. It's a joke.
All right.
So it's Anchorman. You started your career stealing
jokes.
No, it's a bar joke. It's a well known joke.
Street joke.
Yeah. So a farmer has three daughters, and they're all going out on their first dates.
This is a Bible story.
Yes.
He says, "I want to marry one, joke. But you have to do."
So the farmer has three daughters. And they're all getting married. They're all going on the first date same day, and the farmer is really worried. So he's going to meet all the boyfriends at the front door with a shotgun. First guy comes up and then he says, "Hey, my name is Joe.
This is all in a Tinder profile?
I'm condensing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Hey, my name is I had to do
this
a
is
lot
like
of
a blog.
Yeah. Hey, my name is Joe. I'm here to pick up Flo. Link. We're going to see a show. Is she ready to go?" And the farmer says, "That sounds fine." So Flo goes on her way. Second guy comes up. "Hey, my name is Eddie. I'm here to pick up Betty. We're going to eat some spaghetti. Is she ready?" And the farmer goes, "That's fine." So he sends her on. Third guy comes up and he goes, "Hey, my name is Chuck." So the farmer shot him.
Right. It's funny. It's
that was the entire, I didn't do anything about me.
Yeah.
Just pictures of me. And then that joke pretty much.
And the pictures were okay. Like they were kind of far away.
Pictures were bad.
You just pull them from Facebook. Like, that's me, right?
Like you have to find your partner funny, right? I mean, if that's what their dream is, that's where their job is and their career is, like that's a part of who they are. You have to find them funny, otherwise you can't be with them.
So, and an opposing view, Melissa.
Oh, man. I wish you could say stuff like that on stage. Oh man. Man, if you could channel this into some writing, you would.
Man, get some more coins, I'll be fine.
Some crowd work, something.
Fine.
People are gonna think Steven's really bad at comedy.
No, he's learning.
You'll see me December 28th. No, you won't actually.
No, I know. I offered you spots on that show. We're gonna be gone. You gotta go.
Snowboard. Yes, I think Dustin's funny.
He's so cherished. I feel like he's a silly Billy. I feel like he's such a curmudgeon in life. When he comes home, I feel like he's like a goof.
Yeah.
I'd say that's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I get pretty silly at home.
Yeah, he's just like dancing around. Yeah.
Oh man, I'm gonna set the camera. I'm gonna set the Mevo camera. Mevo. And I'm gonna.
Lord knows if there's one thing you're not gonna do, it's set up that camera accurately.
We've owned with that a camera charger.
For 3 weeks. We have zero footage so far. If there's one thing I can count on, it's you not setting up that camera.
Don't worry, your new engineer will do it.
Yeah, backseaters, don't expect video footage anytime soon.
Or Steven in the new year.
Yeah. I would say that voice. I am funny in the home in a way that I'm not funny on stage, I would think. Because the things that my kids laugh at. Though I was writing roast jokes for my son today. Because he was like, "Dad, people have been making fun of my haircut." And I was like, "All right, let's. First off, you have a great haircut. That's not an insult to you." But, you know, kids, they were saying something stupid. It's like, "You look... I can see the plastic in your hairline." I was like, that isn't
what?
Even.
Oh, lots of hairline jokes.
Yeah, so I was just like, Joel, you should tell them that they.
That's look... like a receding hairline. Like they're like obsessed with it. And you're you're middle schoolers. Like,
so I told them, I was like, you should tell them that they look like they overpaid on it for a free haircut. Like just, I was like writing little roast jokes for him. He's like, this is gold. I was like, no, I can help you with this. If you want some lines to make fun of kids.
To make kids cry. That's like Dustin's favorite pastime. I don't know if you guys knew that. Making
my kids cry.
Little kids cry.
I think absolutely. Guys, thanks for doing this.
Yeah, this was super fun, you guys. Thanks for having us on.
We had a good time. Merry Christmas to you. Yes. Merry Christmas to all our backseaters.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being a part of this podcast and this podcast community. We are so very grateful for you. That's me and Steven and our respective lovely wives. And we look forward to a great 2019. I hope you guys enjoy whatever you do in this holiday and try not to fight too much. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas. We'll see you.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. If you have not done so already, please rate and subscribe. Follow us on all the social medias and share with all of your friends. Also, if you want to shoot us a note, you can email us at don'tmakemecomeback@gmail.com. Also, if you enjoyed this episode and you have not done so already, please go back and listen to all the episodes we've done before. Thanks so much, everybody.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10/1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.